This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the BetRivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider. You're listening to Betting Weekly Cricket on the BetRivers Network.
Welcome to the BetRivers Cricket Show, coming live from the UK. This is episode 2. I'm Ed Hawkins, professional cricket picker. And we've got three massive games for you to decipher on tonight's show. Sri Lanka versus Australia in a 2020, Pakistan versus West Indies in a 50-over game, and India versus South Africa in another 2020. And to help you find the value, we've got none other than John Wright, former odds compiler, cricket aficionado, brilliant cricket picker. How are you doing, John?
Yeah, not too bad, Ed. You well?
Yeah, I'm good. Do you want to kick off with Sri Lanka versus Australia? Australia World Champions. It's Tuesday from the RPS Stadium in Colombo. Money lines for you from BetRivers. Plus 185 Sri Lanka, minus 240 Australia. Some stats for you, John. In 2021, 8 out of 20 scores in the first innings, 160 or more. Now, what that suggests, guys, is that it's not such a strong batting wicket. Bowlers to the fore, potentially. A pitch which helps bowlers is probably good news for Sri Lanka to help them reduce the gulf because there's some gap between these two sides. Head-to-heads, this stat will bear that out. Australia won 8 out of the last 9 since 2019. How are we betting here, John? Because this is a tricky one because we've got a big gap between these teams.
Yes, it is quite tricky. First of all, Cummins isn't in the Australian squad. He's the Test captain, and Adam Zampa's on paternity leave, and he's probably Australia's premier white ball spin bowler. I think that's worth noting. They played each other in Australia in February. They had three games. Australia won two of them convincingly. The other one was a tie. So I agree with you, Ed. I think the venue, the fact that the games are in Sri Lanka, the first two matches are in Colombo, where the scoring will probably be low. I think the average score in Colombo for T20s is around about 158. So that concurs with what you said. So I agree with you. I think that possibly it's going to be fairly low scoring. And I actually give Sri Lanka probably a good chance in the first game. I think it'll take Australia a little bit of time to acclimatise. And Australia, when they toured Pakistan, they left a lot of their players. A lot of their players didn't want to travel for the white ball leg of the tour. So they're bringing a lot of players back. They're bringing players back from the IPL. I think it could be a little bit closer than the betting suggests.
Okay, good stuff. Let's move on to top run scorer lines for each team. I'm not sure whether David Warner is going to get selected in all three games. He may start the series, but may not finish it. But just a pointer for you, he averages 280 against Sri Lanka. Now, what does that mean? It means that Sri Lanka basically can't get him out. So we're looking for about plus 275 on the top run scorer line for Australia for David Warner. Happy to get with him. Josh Inglis is plus 400. Now, he could open the batting. If he gets a game, he should be opening the batting. That may mean Warner is rested. So it's important to keep your eyes on your team news. Anyone standing out for you, John?
Well, I like Mitch Marsh for Australia. The reason being, in the World Cup, he excelled when Australia won the World Cup. They seem to like him in coming in at three. And I think he'll come in at three. He's played the IPL. He's been injured for a little bit, and he's a little bit injury prone. But he's on this tour. He'll bat three. I'd have a lean towards him at round about plus 500. So I'd be leaning towards him on the Australian side. On the Sri Lanka side, they're going to blood a few newcomers, new bowlers. But on the batting, there's two players that stand out for me. And one would be Rajapaksa, the player, that left-handed, aggressive batsman that played for Punjab Super Kings in the IPL, and he did quite well. He kept Johnny Bairstow out the side a couple of the games. So I actually like him. I think he's available at around about 450, 500 for top Sri Lanka bat. I actually like him. And also the star, the Sri Lanka star that's coming to the fore, and he's a superb bowler, but he can bat a bit as well. He's Hasaranga. He's a mystery leg spinner. He excelled superbly in the IPL for RCB, especially with the ball. So definitely I'd be looking to him to be top Sri Lankan bowler, but I would also have a small bet on him to be top Sri Lanka batsman, because he'll probably bat middle order. He's very aggressive, goes for his shots. And I think round about 10, I think he's probably a value for the top Sri Lanka. So they'd be my two picks for top Sri Lanka batsmen.
Yeah, I'm not going to disagree with you there, John. I was going to mention Rajapaksa myself was explosive in the Indian Premier League, the 2020 competition, which is so popular. And he enhanced his reputation, didn't he? And he's actually been out of the Sri Lanka team. They've been forced to bring him back. And Hasaranga will be a great bet for you. Australia historically have a bit of an issue, don't they, with spin bowling? That's bowlers who come on and turn the ball away from the batsman or into the batsman rather than just a fast bowler, and so it's going up and down. And the Australians historically don't do so well against that type of bowler. You're probably going to get about plus 275 on the top Sri Lanka wicket taker line. Look, I think that's a big tick for Sri Lanka versus Australia. Let's move on to a different game in a different format. We're going to be talking Pakistan versus West Indies now, John. 50 overs a side game. It's on Wednesday in Multan. Pakistan likely to be around minus the 225 mark with Bet Rivers on the money line. So we've got another bit of a mismatch here. Pakistan have won 12 of the last 16 between these two at home or at a neutral venue. West Indies just beaten Netherlands 3-0 coming into this one last week. They're looking to rebuild their team, so in a bit of a state of flux. How do we approach this one, John? Should we be looking at other markets other than the money line?
Yeah, you're probably right, Ed. I mean, Pakistan will be strong favourites for this game. West Indies, as you say, are going through a bit of a transition period. New captain, Nicholas Perran, and they've lost a lot of their stars that played in previous 2020 World Cups. They've just come off the back, as you said, they've had a 3-0 whitewash in the Netherlands. But this is going to be a totally different test in Multan. Pakistan, usually very, very good at home. And I'd expect Pakistan to win this quite convincingly. So from this competition or this series, I will be definitely looking at derivatives, the top batsmen for both sides. That's where I'd be looking to play. And maybe a top West Indian bowler, because the West Indian bowlers, there's probably one decent spin bowler in their attack. The seam bowlers, you would have thought, would struggle at Multan, which is generally a pretty good batting track. But let's people be aware that Pakistan haven't had touring teams a lot recently, so the data is pretty weak. There was a terrorist attack there in 2009, so a lot of touring sides didn't tour Pakistan. So if you look at the Multan ground stats, they're probably taken with a pinch of salt. It looks a bit of a batting track, but as I say, I think that it could be a little bit of a mismatch. I mean, West Indies have played a lot of cricket recently, especially through COVID. They travelled around. They got severely smashed by India in the white ball recent series. And I can see Pakistan winning this quite convincingly. So I'll be looking for derivatives in this particular series, maybe top batsmen.
Yeah, it's a really tricky task this for West Indies. And here's a bit of a tip for Bet Rivers followers. This is obviously a new show and we're trying to help people with their cricket picks. Often when you've got a side like West Indies going to Pakistan, they're going to play on completely different pitches that they're used to. They find conditions alien and they really, really struggle. And that's why we were also talking earlier about how Australia can go to Sri Lanka and maybe come unstuck. Now, man for man, Australia are probably a better team, but on different surfaces, Sri Lanka, which are used to those surfaces, that gulf between the sides really gets squeezed together. I'm going to follow you up on top run scorer lines. I've got a couple of great picks for you. Shy Hope for West Indies, top West Indies run scorer, plus 275, fingers crossed for that. It should actually be short of that. Hope is, by the way, is the best winner on this line anywhere in the world. He's the most reliable guy to follow, to pick on this market in cricket. And also for Pakistan, Imam Ul Haq is actually not far behind. And you may well get plus 400 on Imam for top Pakistan run scorer. Why is he so big? Because he wins so often? Well, that's because his reputation just isn't as big as people like Babar Azam, Fakhar Zaman. These are two big name players, and they get all the sponsorship deals, don't they, John? So the odds men tend to be swayed by that sort of thing. Sounds crazy, but it is true. But Imam and Shy Hope, two people to follow for you on the top run scorer lines. Anything else which stands out for you, John, before we move on to another game?
Not really. I concur with you. I mean, as you say, with West Indies, it's sort of the shorter format is their forte, isn't it? 2020 will be where they probably are our superior side. The 50-over game, less so. I agree with you. I think Shy Hope and Shamar Brooks will be the two that I'll be looking to back for top West Indian batsmen. Nicholas Puram, captain, a great player in franchise cricket around the world, whether it's in the Caribbean Premier League or IPL, but internationally, he's got a shocking average, about 30. And I wouldn't fancy him. So he's high up in the betting. I believe he's about 450. I'd avoid him. So I'd agree with you. Any match bets between Hope against Puran or Brooks against Puran, I would definitely be opposing Puran and being with Brooks and Hope. And just one little thing on the spin bowler, Hossan, he's a good bowler, the left-arm spinner for West Indies. I expect him to bowl quite well. As I say, their attack, as you said, Ed, with people like Azhari Joseph, the people that bowl very, very quick, that'll be nullified on these pitches. So I tend to go with a slow bowler. So, you know, with West Indies, someone like Hossain would be someone that I'd go for at, you know, around about three or whatever he is for top wicket taker in the series.
Okay, good stuff. Just talking about the matchup bets there that John was mentioning, that's basically Hope to score more runs than Puran in a runs matchup line. So keep your eyes peeled for prices like that on your Bet Rivers website. Let's move on to another game, our third and final game, and it's probably the best one of the three. It's probably the closest one of the three. A real strong betting heat, this one. We've got South Africa going to Delhi to take on India in a 2020 match. India probably going off around about minus 150 for this one. So South Africa looking to be plus 150, you'd expect. Very tempted to side with them, actually, John. South Africa players in the 11 who have good experience of the IPL. Only a few weeks ago, of course, the IPL finished and there were some strong South Africa performances in that IPL. Quinton de Kock, who is in this South Africa squad. Another one is David Miller. And India, it looks like an experimental lineup because they've left out people like Rohit Sharma and Virat Kohli, two absolutely huge players who would be first names on the team sheet ordinarily. However, they had such poor IPLs. India don't really quite know what their best team is anymore because a lot of their players, their clutch players, who would walk into this team and not in this team anymore because they performed so poorly. So they're trying some players who actually did quite well. So India, a little bit difficult to predict and kind of tempted to go with them in this one, John, in the first game from Delhi. I'm not sure what you think about that. It's coming up on Thursday. So do you have a strong opinion either way?
No, of the three games we're talking about tonight, Ed, this would be the one where I actually do fancy, like you, I actually do fancy the outsiders. I'm definitely leaning towards the outsiders. I think India are very much, although they've got a huge amount of talent, India, as you say, no Rohit Sharma, no Virat Kohli. Jasprit Bumrah has rested as well, so he's there. He's one of their premier seam bowlers. He's not playing. And also, the jury seems to be out with Kyle Rahul, the captain. You know, he seems to let games drift a little bit. So, and as you say, the team seems to be very experimental. There's talk about Dinesh Kartik coming back and probably taking Pant's place. The bowlers, although they've got loads of bowlers, there seems to be a rotation there, whether they go with Patel or, you know, the spinners. Some seems to be like, you know, Ravi Bishoy and all those sort of guys. There seems to be a lot of rotation and there's no real stalwarts in this team. That's what I'm looking at. The only main stalwart, I suppose, would be the winning captain for the IPL of the Titans. Gujarat Titans, which would be Hardik Pandya. He's in the side and he'd be the one with probably the most experience, but it does look a little bit experimental. And if I was going to have a bet in of the three games that we're previewing, I would definitely side with the outsiders here. I actually prefer South Africa. South Africa played, although in different formats, when India toured at the beginning of the year, they toured South Africa, they got beat 2-1 in the test series, and they got beat 3-0 in the ODI series. I know this is a different format, but South Africa tend to perform pretty well. They have a lot of players that perform very well in franchise cricket. Like you said, people like David Miller, like Quinton de Kock, like Markram, those sort of guys. And I definitely think there's probably value in them. And I definitely look to oppose India for this first game. I think India may get better as the series goes. Bearing in mind, it is a five-match series.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that is probably the key with India. They will probably get better as the series progresses. And what that means, most likely, is what this is what John is alluding to, is that players in this team are going to work out what their role is. At the moment, they're not really sure how they're expected to play or even where they're expected to play. And an example of that is Hardik Pandya. Now, he's betting at 3-4 for Gujarat Titans. He should probably bat there again because he had such a great IPL, one of the few domestic Indian players to do well in that tournament. So they should match up again and put him in his strongest position. But I'd be surprised if they do that. They'll probably put him at 5 or 6 and so nullify his ability. So India probably finding their way a little bit. And South Africa, an emerging team. Quinton de Kock will be explosive at the top of the order. He's an opening batsman, so it's really important to recognise that South Africa have that ability to go really, really fast and hard in the power play, which is the first 6 overs. Now, that is really, really important when you're trying to find picks on your money line. Which team is most likely to score most runs in those first 6 overs to really build a platform for a huge total or fast scoring? What about picks on other markets, John?
I like top South African batsmen. I like David Miller. I mean, David Miller was one of the stars of the IPL for the Gujarat Titans. He came in, played that finisher role, played it really, really well, especially in the playoffs against Rajasthan Royals. I mean, he's available, I think, around about 600. So I definitely lean towards him. And also, I like Van der Dussen as well. I mean, he's a batsman that's so underrated. It's amazingly that he didn't get in the Rajasthan Royals first team, although they obviously did play well in the tournament and they got all the way to the final. But he was on the bench throughout the whole of the tournament, which was a surprise for me because I think he's an excellent player. So him round about plus 500 and David Miller round about plus 600, I think they'd be the two to challenge Quinton de Kock, who's worthy favourite in that particular market. Timar Bavuma, another good player. But after that, their middle order does seem to sort of, after Miller, does seem to peter out and they seem to have quite a long tail. So that's where I'd be looking to go. And as I say, I'd probably back South Africa to win this first game, to be honest with you, Ed.
Okay, good stuff. I've got one pick for you on the top wicket taker lines for South Africa. And I think this is a really strong bet. I'm going to struggle to get my best picks down to just two, I think, this week on show 2. The man to follow is Lungi Ngidi. Now, you probably wouldn't have heard of him, but you'd probably have heard of Kagiso Rabada or Anric Nokye in the top South Africa market. Look, I think Ngidi should be your favourite in this market. Now, he won't be. You're going to get at least plus 333, plus 33, all the threes. He should be favourite on how often he wins. But again, he's underrated because he's got not a big name player, doesn't get all the big deals, wasn't really used in the IPL by his franchise, Delhi Capitals, which was a great shame. They probably could have done with him because he's an out-and-out wicket taker. That's all he does. He may well be expensive, but he will take you wickets. And he's a great bet to follow on this line. Anything else for you, John, before we move on to our best picks of this show?
Oh, I think you've covered everything there. The one thing I would say about the Indian bowling attack, obviously there's a guy there called Malik, Umrah Malik, that was one of the fastest bowlers in the IPL for the Sunrisers. He's in this Indian squad. Whether he'll play or not, I'm not too sure, but I think he'll give the South Africans something to think about. So that's sort of one of the bowlers, that sort of one of the unknown quantities for this South African side that I would look to sort of like maybe have a lean towards. But as far as everything else, I think, you know, with the Indian batting lineup being so much up in the air, I would probably look to watch this first game and maybe have a bet on one of the games, later games in the series.
All right. That almost wraps it up for the Bet Rivers Cricket Show episode 2. But before we go, our best picks of this show. John, do you want to go first? You can pick 2, I think.
Well, I'll definitely go. My main pick will be South Africa plus 150 to win this first game in Delhi. I do think that's value. And then on the Pakistan versus West Indies, I like Hope as well. Shy Hope, I do think he's worthy favourite. If you actually look at his stats, you know, he's played 92 ODIs. He's got an unbelievable average. And I think you're right. I think whatever he's there, is it plus 3, you said, or plus 300?
Plus 275, I think, for Hope, most likely.
Yeah, plus 275. I think that's, I definitely stick with that. I mean, I'd say those, Brooks, Hope, and probably King will be top back. Powell bets too far down the order to trouble. I think one of those top West Indian batsmen will definitely top, and I definitely oppose Puran. Nicholas Puran, the captain, I'd oppose him in all markets.
Okay, well, Hope springs eternal. John's pinched my pick there, but that's okay because I'm going to replace it with Lungi Ngidi, top South Africa wicket taker, from around about plus 333 against India, and I'll pair him up with Imam Ul Haq, top Pakistan run scorer in that 50-over match against West Indies. We'll probably get about plus 400, maybe even bigger. So those are my 2 picks for you. Thanks to John Wright again. Cracking stuff, John.
Yeah, cheers, Ed. Thanks for having me.
No worries. I hope you all enjoyed the content. We'll be back again soon. Don't forget to check out the Bet Rivers YouTube channel. Give us a follow at Cricket Betting. Give John a follow at JohnWright15 on Twitter. And we'll see you next time for more picks and plays on the Bet Rivers Cricket Show.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Cricket on the Bet Rivers Network.